Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are live at Gillette Stadium for Training Camp 2022, presented by Safety Insurance on Boston's home for New England Patriots football. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bill, we saw David Andrews. Seemed like he was kind of acting as a leader on the sideline, talking to the offensive line.
Was a five-time team captain, I mean.
I couldn't hear what you said, sorry, but
he's a five-time team captain. I mean, I wouldn't say that's a big surprise.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wondered, you know, with Matt Patricia kind of rotating through, did you all ask him to do that, or did he just take the initiative?
No, we had good leadership from all our veteran players. You know, a whole lot of different guys out there. They were great on the sideline, you know, encouraging the players who were playing and, you know, trying to help them out. You know, the coaches are trying to do their job, but at the same time, you know, the veteran players were very supportive and with great instruction and, you know, and help. I go right down the line, but there's a lot of guys that didn't play. And I know I noticed many, many of them, if not all of them, you know, being part of that. So that was kind of their role tonight, and I thought they did a good job of it.
I don't think Bill reacted to the Matt Patricia part of that.
It was the first part.
He just reacted to being asked about David Andrews. I think he was upset.
I mean, what's the big deal? I expect that of my captains.
I don't think he was upset with the second part.
No, he actually answered the second part.
Yeah, he did.
I got that twisted back.
Yeah, he wasn't upset about that.
I flipped backwards.
He just got upset about being asked about David Andrews. Five-time team captain.
Well, yeah. It's a question about the sideline. I think the sideline was good the other night.
They're sensitive about the sideline. That's
about
why.
They're sensitive about everything.
Their antennas are up, and they're very sensitive about things right now.
When you go 14-2
I get it. They've been getting blasted for months now.
We'll see. Like, I mean, they have. It's been 98.5, like I said, percent negative against them.
Yeah.
The reaction has not been.
And the coaching staff has received the brunt of the criticism, not players.
Right.
What player is getting criticized right now?
None.
None? No. The players aren't getting any criticism.
No.
It's all in the coaching staff.
No issues with any players yet.
No. Too early in the year for that. Right. Way too early in the year. So that's
again, they sort of laughed at all those questions in the past. Now when you're trying to get back here, you know, you get a little sensitive to it. It's human part of it, you know?
Sure.
Everybody's human.
Without a doubt.
As much as that guy is stone cold the same all the time, you know, tries to be. And, he's human.
Going back to the Brady situation in Tampa, got an email from George on that says, Beetle, Brady's fraudulent work-life balance tour is hurting his team and hurting the Bucks. Look at Brady's current roster. Gronk is retired. Antonio Brown is gone. Evans and Fournette are getting older. Kyle Rudolph is old. The Bucks need Brady to be all in.
Yeah, call Rudolph and Brady. He's going to be fine with those two.
Their defense has holes, particularly in the secondary. The Bucks did not add much talent to their roster in the offseason.
They got hurt last year in the secondary. They got their guys back.
You can score on Tampa Bay. Tampa will be relying on Brady to put up serious points in order to compete this year.
Volan was down there, covered him for a week last week before the departure, and he said that one practice, Dan, he said, bad body language. He has not to...
From
not
who?
To, Ben Volan, not to reactivate the Tom Brady body language police, but go back to one of Volan's tweets from last week. Said, boy, watching Tom, and I've watched him a lot over the years, that's not good body language.
So Brady had bad body language and then went on a 10-day break?
But played well.
Wow.
But like Volan said, he looked great. Looks like the old Tom Brady. Didn't skip a beat.
And this is a point that's interesting. This is, again, George's email that says, Brady's been able to get away with missing time in the past because he has security blankets. He doesn't have that luxury anymore. It would not surprise me to see Tampa struggle out of the gate, especially with Dallas, Green Bay, and Kansas City are three of their first four matchups this year.
That's brutal.
That is
brutal.
That's true.
That's a real schedule.
When he got in trouble last year, we saw him go to Gronk. We saw him use Gronk. In times of need. He doesn't have that anymore. Doesn't have AB anymore.
He's got a healthy Chris Godwin now, though.
He does have Godwin, and by the way,
Mike Evans, and I guess Julio Jones has looked
he's
good.
Looked ridiculous. Have you seen some of the practice
some
stuff
of the catches?
Him?
Yep, it's like he Parker.
Looks healthy.
Yeah, that catch rate is. He's another one of the big 6'5 receivers.
But that's like another one of those, if he plays, he will be good thing.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
If he stays on the field,
right.
He'll be good.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because as I told you,
you still have Scotty Miller, still got the other kid, the little guy, like Julio Jones is your fifth, sixth guy.
If he were still here, there's no way this happens, right?
No.
I think that's part of the reason why he's not here anymore. I mean,
he pretty much handpicked the head coach, right?
Yes.
He's tight with Jason Light. Yeah, you want me to come out of retirement now? You're gonna have to do some things for me. I'll give you my best when I'm there, but I need these days off.
Right.
So,
let's go to Pat, who's in Franklin, on this sports movie discussion that Hardy was having.
Oh, excellent!
Last Friday,
I listened to it. It was good.
What do you got on that?
It was a great show. But there's two movies, Zoe, Hardy. I don't know how they didn't make it in the discussion. Powerhouse actresses, The Champ, 1979.
Never watched it.
What can I ask a question of you guys? What is it that you were discussing? Just name sports movies? Is that
great sport movies? Yeah, the Billy Chappell discussion came up. That was
great sports movies. Period. That's it. Just name some.
Tim McCone does not like sports movies, so people were calling in saying,
"Have you
tried watching this one? Have you tried watching this one?" And we had a lot of people calling in with movies that we knew. It's like, no. He's got to watch The Natural. It's like, yeah, he's seen it, he didn't like it, whatever. But I think the best call that we had was the guy who said, look, you're kind of missing the point here. There's no such thing as a sports movie. They're either dramas or they're comedies in a sports setting. Unless it's a documentary or a docudrama, like The Natural is not really a sports movie. It's just a drama.
Yeah.
Major League is not a sports movie. It's a comedy.
Right.
So,
okay,
and
but it's still a sports movie.
Well, what he doesn't like, he doesn't like straight-up sports movies like Rudy or Hoosiers, which are based on a true story. He finds them, you know, too sappy and ridiculous.
McCone, though. He did his hub headline, said the Sox were in the Yanks, were in the Bronx to take on the Yankees. Then said, take the MBTA to the game tonight at Fenway with the tag. It's McCone. You got McBone.
I just
got it.
McCone's talking about his ass.
So he just doesn't like any sports movies, period. So he doesn't have a single one he can name that he says, I like that movie. He doesn't have that.
Like, I loved...
I think he liked Blades of Glory.
That's a good one. That's not a sports movie. It's a Will Ferrell comedy.
What's your favorite sports movie, though? I think I know yours.
Well, go ahead.
I would guess Remember the Titans.
Yes. Yep. That, and I liked All the Right Moves. That's my time for that film in Pittsburgh.
We got The Program.
Program was great.
Oh, man. Friday Night Lights.
Program was great. What's the one with Al Pacino?
Sounds like Program. That's real life.
That was real life.
Any given Sunday is...
Steroids, everything.
Any Given Sunday is tough. This was my problem with
Any Given Sunday.
Well, Oliver Stone casting himself as the play-by-play guy.
Wasn't
and they're
good.
Doing that very low-key. It's like... He's running, he's shucking, he's driving, he's steaming.
That's terrible.
Willie Beaman. Like, what, who are you, who's that supposed to be?
Miami
like,
Dolphins broadcast.
Not, yeah, not one play-by-play guy ever has sounded like half asleep when he's doing a highlight reel for a rookie quarterback who's setting the world on fire.
Right.
Like, I there's just parts of that movie that suck worse than others.
All right, so here we are right down this path again of just sports movies.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Talk
about it.
The natural is great.
Talk about it.
Pretty much. There was also some furious debate as to whether or not, we've talked about this before, Caddyshack and or Slapshot would hold up today for somebody viewing them for the first time.
They don't.
Slapshot, I think, is too slow.
People would complain about Caddyshack.
And I think Caddyshack, a lot of people would just find not all that funny.
And what's the age? What's the age to determine that? Like, hey, here's a 25-year-old who's going to
watch it for the first time.
Yeah, I don't think they do. They're very dated movies.
I think,
but for their time, they were hilarious.
Yeah, remember the Titans? I even think The Blind Side would be good for like 25-year-old first-time sports movie. The Michael Orr story, even though it wasn't true, most of it.
It was embellished.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Of course it is. All movies are.
But The Blind Side, I mean, even as... I think it's more drama than anything. Even the ones that are based in truth, like Hoosiers, Rudy, Blind Side. Days of Thunder, I don't think, is based on any kind of a true story.
Yeah, right.
But it is... It's a action drama.
I love Major League. I don't think that holds up to someone seeing it for the first time now.
I think it would more so than those others.
I think
there's too much. Funny
I still don't think it has the same impact as it did when it first happened, when it first came out.
Right,
Major League.
I still love that movie.
Major League looks to me like a real movie. Caddyshack and Slapshot are like, this looks kind of cheap.
Yep.
This looks
Slapshot
like
especially. I feel like looked that way.
Bull
Caddyshack
was
a little bit better in that regard.
Bull Durham was great. I like that movie.
I got problems with
it. Doesn't hold up, though, right?
I didn't like the casting in it, correct?
I just don't see everyone falling for Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Like everyone just losing their minds over Susan Sarandon.
Oh, my God. Yeah, pass it around. Yeah. No, no thanks.
Easy.
No, that's what that's
slow
the
down.
Movie was on, based
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no.
No.
Okay.
No, if you watch the movie.
No, we did. Yeah. We know. This hour of training camp coverage is brought to you by United Construction. You're on Zolak and Bertrand. And, of course, now you bring this up and the phones.
What about the fish at St. Pittsburgh?
Light up.
They light up.
What about
up. Dr. J, the fish at St. Pittsburgh? You guys ever seen that movie?
It's I've never seen that movie.
You're not missing anything.
I have not seen that movie. Let's mention the Red Sox. What do you say for Milliken?
Yeah, and we'll mention the Milliken, man, this new thing that's out there.
We can do that, and we'll get back to your calls next here on Zolak and Bertrand from Foxborough.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
No one gets you into training camp like we do. Live from Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand, presented by Safety Insurance on Boston's home for New England Patriots football, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Devers hammers this one to right. Judge looks at it, and the bat's flipped. It's gone. Devers, 25th of the year, and the Red Sox tack on two more. A no doubt about it shot for Rafael Devers.
Don't think Cole let the hands react in. Rafael Devers reacted right here. Tyone hits a spot up and in, but the bat head just threw the zone beautifully. He knew it.
Rafael Devers, 25th home run of the year, hammered that one
like he
typically does.
Crushed it.
Tell you, he leaves little doubt on so many of his home runs. Red Sox win last night, 3-0. Had a good weekend. Milliken, how you feeling today?
Better than I've been.
That's good. That's good. You've been feeling very down about the last place Red Sox. So
Chase Stu hugged him last week. It was gross.
Is that right?
It was all over Twitter.
Stop judging us, though. Seriously.
Well, I mean,
what is your issue?
I love both of you guys. I love both of you guys. I don't I don't know.
You can't see two men show affection towards each other?
No, that's not what it is. It's just awkward. It's awkward in the workplace.
It's awkward, yeah.
That's all.
It's public displays of affection within the workplace.
That's nobody in the room felt awkward.
There you go.
Yeah.
I give Jace two high fives and stuff, or we'll do a chest bump or something, but I don't think we've hugged.
Surprisingly good hugger.
We did hug when they signed Chrisell. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Yeah. Right. Hey, Milliken, have you guys done the math on what the Red Sox have been since 628 by any chance? Has anyone, you guys done that on your podcast or anything?
It's very bad. We actually, though, so it's kind of funny, considering Jared Karabas threw the first pitch out yesterday.
I forgot about that.
Now, it's kind of crazy. So the Red Sox took two out of three from the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
Michael Wacha's first start back from his injury, he got hurt on 628. So there's a little bit of interesting.
I think maybe a bookend here of terrible baseball.
Don't start to six.
The curse might flip.
Can I ask you a question? Why was it that the Red Sox were holding Jared Karabas a fantasy camp last night before the game? What? How did that come to be?
It was a sponsorship with Gosling's.
Yeah.
Got it. Right. Okay. So
did you see his pitch? Did you see the fall through?
No, I'm sure it was good.
It was real good.
Yeah, I'm sure it was great.
I mean, from the rubber,
he didn't fall
in
through
the crouch.
All the way,
yeah, it was. I mean,
he's
it was
a worried.
It was a real pitch.
Yeah.
Jared could play.
I would no doubt. I would have complete faith that he'd be able to do that.
He didn't let it go. He didn't let it fly. Like, if I had the chance,
I thought I'd
let it fly. I got it.
I thought, like, the Red Sox
might hit the backstop, but it's going.
In all of their damage control going into the weekend, we're like, ooh, what can
let's
we
get
do?
Karabas.
Let's keep Section 10 on board. Yep. Let's get Karabas to throw out the opening pitch. Host fantasy camp for Karabas. One man fantasy camp on Sunday night baseball.
If you're going to do that, make sure the team goes out and wins. And they did. They got a real win over a real team. I'm getting credit for it. I don't know if it changes anything.
Doesn't change a damn thing.
Going into yesterday, Baseball Reference had the Red Sox at a 4.4% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, that's not high.
Yeah, not great.
I think ultimately, though, like the way to look at it is, yeah, they're 4.5 back. They're going to be playing the Rays. They're going to be playing these different teams again and again down the stretch. Hey, you could put yourself in the conversation. Is it a long shot? 100%. I think you look at this series as a whole. The first two games told you the story. Alex Cora pushed everything in on Garrett Whitlock on Friday. It worked. On Saturday, he pushed everything in on John Schreiber. It didn't work. And they went into the last game of the series very short in the bullpen. Fortunately, Michael Wacha gives him 7 innings, one of his best performances of the year. Can you depend on someone like that to step up and give you 7 innings like that regularly? I think that's a hard sell with Michael Wacha. And you're going to just see a bullpen that's extremely short down the stretch. Tanner Houck, that situation does not look good. He's going for another doctor's appointment. There's been no updates about what his timetable is going to be. I'm very concerned on that front. But Matt Strom should be coming back, you know, relatively soon. Kike Hernandez, Rob Refsnyder will both be back in the next couple days. There are reinforcements coming. This team's just going to have to get hot. And is it possible they sneak in? Sure. But it's going to be an uphill battle.
You get two actual real players in Pham and Hauser, which help. Like, your lineup, you can put a lineup out there that looks better. You know? I mean, that's the one thing. You actually look like you have a real major league lineup now. And your starting pitchers look good over the Yankee series. Bullpen was better. And you're winning close, tight games. They were, what, 0-45 when trailing going into the ninth inning off that win the other night. Friday night. They should have potentially won Saturday night. They had guys in place to come back there, too.
Yeah, you had J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, and Rafael Devers go 1-14. Bogaerts getting picked off in the seventh in a really bad spot, which is not typical of him. And then the ninth inning, he popped up a hanger to end the game. You need that engine to drive you. That's the only way. Fortunately, you've had other guys step up. Alex Verdugo has been ridiculous dating back to June. It's a 129 weighted runs created plus. He's been one of the best hitters on your entire team. You need that engine to start pushing you, and I think Rafael Devers last night, hopefully it's the first sign since coming off the IL that he's going to get hot again.
All right. More importantly than a silly series against the Yankees, what's with this Milliken men thing? I got them chirping me on Twitter. Expect us.
They're coming for you.
What do you mean? Did they mess up and say, respect us?
Hold on.
Is this like a frustrating... Set it all up. I don't know what any of this is.
There's this new Twitter thing called Milliken Men, and it has his picture on it with my picture and the profile behind him.
So it's a Twitter account Milliken Men?
Called Milliken Men. And it's Milliken's Army. You know, like Hogan's Army?
The Milliken Militia.
Great.
Is this really a Great. Thing? It's they have seven followers. Do we have to devote any time?
No, this account was created relatively recently from
by
my
you?
Records. No, it's not me.
Your girlfriend?
No, as far as I know.
Okay. It was created August 2022.
I did get an email from frequent emailer Tyler Campbell that relates to your fandom, by the way.
Oh.
It says, Milliken is being trolled by his podcast fans, and he screen grabbed me some messages and posts on Reddit. Some criticism of you related to your pronunciation of the word frustrate. Mm. They have picked up on this as well.
Mm.
They are commenting on this on Reddit, on the Section 10 Reddit. And then someone posted this. Milliken likes his own tweets. Pass it on.
I saw that.
I that is a thing I have done in recent years. That is true.
That is something that they tell you to do when you want to like boost a post in people's timelines.
Yeah, I don't even do that.
Well,
you know
see,
that?
I'll be honest. That was a thing, obviously, when I was coming up the last couple of years and trying to build my
the
account.
Hell he's there. Yeah,
and I've continued to do it, but I Jared, as I've spoke with everyone, there. I'm kind of past the point where I need to do that. I think it's just where I've been.
Excuse us.
You,
excuse us.
I don't have 300 followers anymore.
I know that is a thing they teach in like the social media trainings.
I can't believe this.
At any media company, they tell you to do that.
No,
but
we created a monster.
Likes, sometimes it's like a like. Sometimes it's more just like a bookmark. Like, well, I want to go back and make sure I can easily access that tweet.
Likes, man. Like, look at the people following.
So I don't take issue with that. But it's good to know that you're above that now. They're a big deal.
Man, oh, man.
I did actually want to ask you about a couple of things that Buster Olney had over the weekend. One of them was him telling Rob Bradford that we should expect Chaim Bloom to make an offer to Rafael Devers that he can't refuse.
I think that's always been the case. Like, I think Xander's the conversation, whether they'll go that way, which I think as each day goes by recently, it feels more likely he's coming back with how his market's going to play out. But with Rafael Devers, he's the guy you pay. We heard over the offseason from Jun Lee, he's the one guy that they're willing to look and change their philosophies for. And yeah, the Matt Olson contract was off. I think the Austin Riley situation made it feel a little better than it was. It still wasn't the right offer, but Rafael Devers is that guy. When you have someone that Adrian Beltre is telling you, this guy is going to be a better ball player than me, we see what he's done against the Yankees this year. It's over a 1,000 OPS, dominated the playoffs last year. He's right at the top near MVP voting. How do you not pay that guy? There's no excuse.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we've all been saying. But to say that it was a sure bet that Chaim Bloom was going to do that, I don't think that was the case.
I just think everything that they've built towards has been to be able to hand out a $300 million contract. They were willing to give it to Mookie. And Buster Olney did a good job in his column pointing and mentioning Mookie Betts deferrals and how that deal really resembles, you know, once he took it with the Dodgers, what the Red Sox actually offered him. I don't think they're scared to give Rafael Devers that money.
Aside from like tens of millions of dollars more. Yeah, that's a small detail that shouldn't be left out of that.
No, but in terms of deferred payments and what you're talking in
so
AAV,
what?
Deferred it was the
still
same
money.
Spot.
You're still going to get the money.
But in terms of AAV, like, it's right there. It's $30 million.
Right, except it's actual more millions of dollars out of the owner's pocket.
100%. Like, but when someone told you that they wanted 12 years, 420, it's a much different situation than when he went to the Dodgers. COVID happened and he caved in.
Except he caved for tens of millions of dollars more. Like that, I don't know how that gets lost in this because of deferred money. But that's old news. That's old Mookie stuff. We've been through that 100 times. He also had a quote in his column on ESPN from a rival executive saying, what the hell are they doing up there when it relates to their roster building? And he mentions in here that it's unacceptable to have the kind of money the Red Sox are spending on this team and be the team that they are.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that, to me, is the biggest criticism of this team. But it's interesting to me only because there are other people in the sport, other executives, who look at the team the same way some of us do as fans and say, what the hell are they doing? What is this?
It goes back to spring training. You're over the luxury tax. Like, the fact that you had holes of this level, it felt like they didn't know they were going over the luxury tax, which points to a whole off-season problem of you didn't know what this year was for you when it was supposed to be a year where you pushed the chips in. If you're over the luxury tax, we've talked about it a million times. You need to go all the way to have multiple major holes to not address them until the deadline. And when you do, you know, I think you got the roster marginally better, but are you in a significantly different spot than you were beforehand? No. And you didn't get under the luxury tax. You didn't take advantage of Eric Hosmer's money to go and get a prospect back when you're already spending over the tax.
Yep.
A lot of it just doesn't add up. And I think it's fair. In that column, they also said, like, there was another executive. Chaim knows what he's doing, but he's made a lot of mistakes this year. I think that's really the sentiment where We saw last year where he hit on thing after thing. This year it's been the opposite. And there's just that blame has to fall on him.
617-779-0985. We welcome the Red Sox thoughts into the conversation. Now, is it 4.5 games out of the wild card? Do I have that right? 4.5 back?
Correct.
With three teams in front of them? Three teams separate them and the next wild card spot. So 617-779-0985. We're live from Patriots training camp. This hour of coverage is brought to you by United Construction. We have headlines here. What are you looking at there, Zoe? Yeah, we're looking at our fresh off the press copies of the media guide for the Patriots.
You ever sniff sniff paper in school?
No, but no. Oh, that does have a nice smell to it. That's interesting. That's not, yeah. All right. More on this next. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Live from Gillette Stadium.
Touchdown, Patriots!
It's New England Patriots Training Camp 2022, presented by Safety Insurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also brought to you by United Construction and Wind Waste Innovations. Now from the practice field, Scott Zolak and Mark Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand from Patriots Training Camp here in Foxborough. This hour of training camp coverage brought to you by United Construction. Camp done for the day. Now it's time for the manicuring of the field. We haven't seen the blowers yet, guys.
No, they got blown one day.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Yeah. First day, I think.
The big ones on the on the back of them when they go like
no,
this?
No, it was the big box fan one.
Oh.
Yeah. It was different. Oh. Wasn't the... the curved chute that looks like a, car wash one. You know,
right, so the curved chutes in unison are
right. They hammer the grass like they get down there low.
Yeah,
like
they haven't.
The fan just kind of just quick dries it.
Now I do wonder if the heat of this summer has altered. That's cooled off a little bit. It's a beautiful day here today, yeah. But if the heat that we dealt with has altered their prep,
absolutely, Beetle, 100%, spot
you.
On. You nailed it.
I saw it on the news today. It's not going to alter the apple. Orchards. A lot of people thought the drought is going to affect farmers, but there's a good story on it. The trees are strong.
Oh, for apple picking?
Yeah. So don't fear not, apple pickers.
Don't fear not? Or
fear not. They will be open and ready to go.
Fear not.
Yep, full strength.
Okay.
Well, that's all.
But I mean, farmers have been hurt by the drought. Let's not make that a blanket statement.
I water mine every day.
Matt Noyce said this morning it's not letting up. He said, No real rain here, like maybe on Wednesday some, but he said even looking out, you know, models for 15 days.
Yikes.
Like, no, it's going to continue.
Although there is some debate on Thursday of this week, Euro model versus the other model.
One's a trench,
Euro was saying that we could get 3 inches in some places, the other model saying nothing.
Oh, boy.
What? No, what, the 3 inches?
Yeah.
Get it. A wet 3 inches.
Don't. Oh, nope.
There
nope.
It is. I did it.
You Todd Packard me now. Give me the look.
I'm not giving you any look. What look?
Come on, say it. You bait me.
Side?
That's it. Oh. Don't turn it.
I won't. Let's get to the calls, as promised.
So mad.
Trey.
So mad at him.
So Trey's in Lowell. What's up, Trey?
Stressed out today.
Chalga Maz, what's going on?
I'm sorry?
What's going on?
Who'd Felger, you say hello
Felger
to?
Felger and Maz.
Yeah. Wrong show.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. So I want to talk about Mac Jones. So it looks like Mac Jones is going to
fall. Is that a joke? Like we're talking like
retire.
That? Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you're going to prank call, at least have it be a good one. Hey, Felger and Maz, I think Mac Jones is going to retire. Oh, so funny.
Not those guys.
Like, what is that? at least have a maid, you know, walking in on you in the bathroom. Give us a chuckle.
Yeah.
Give us something to laugh at.
Especially with the drought, like how deep
the
bathwater.
Come on, right.
How deep's the bathwater in a hotel now? Like, you know,
due to the drought.
Due to the drought. I need a maid in the bathwater call with the drought.
Robbie's in New Hampshire. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. First thing, I think similar to the Michelin star rating for restaurants, we need a Milliken star rating for everything baseball. But on to the real matter at hand, I got two quick questions. Brady always says that when he takes the field, he feels like he has all the answers to the test. Am I going too far, or as things are right now, especially after that pathetic press conference, does it look like Belichick doesn't even know what test he's preparing for? And why don't media members clap back at him when he acts like a baby at the podium?
I mean, let me stop on that point, Robbie. How would you like them to? I think they do. Like, I think they do enough.
I think they do pretty well. Yeah. And the only thing I can ever say is that, like, after having, like, a minute or two to think about it, like, what I would have said. Like, I think Phil Perry did a great job going back and revisiting after the game on Thursday. And, you know, when Bill said, like, well, what do you want from me? I mean, like, ideally, with no concern for being able to come down here again and keeping your credential, ideally, with some time to think about it, you say, I would like an actual answer to the question that was asked 5 minutes ago that I just asked you again, which you didn't provide an answer to. When we say, what's the benefit of having two different guys send in the plays during a preseason game, your quote-unquote answer was, we thought it was a good opportunity to do that. That doesn't answer the question. So you ask me, what do I want from you? An answer to the question. That's now been asked of you twice.
Clarity.
But that's with like 2 minutes to think about it. And again, like having zero fear of any retribution and like being able to ever ask a question at a press conference again. All these people down here, like nice people, good people, doing good work years.
And they all want the soundbite of the first time he answers, who's it going to be?
And quite frankly, they're kind of numb to it now anyway. Yeah. It's like, oh, wow, Bill was mean to me. They don't care. Yeah. Well, whatever.
But,
you know.
And Bill, there was time last year where Bill got snippy with one of the guys. He apologized the next day. When he was short.
Oh, that's right. That's
the only time. Yeah. And I think Bill respects him, knows they have a job. The Bill's protecting what he's thinking, and he is not going to say who that guy is until week one.
I think the people who have been asking questions down here at camp have done a pretty good job of Bill and his preseason.
You got to just be creative about it, too.
I think that they've done a good job. There was an individual down there last week. I think he was from Nesson, someone told me. Mm-hmm. I tried to – Nesson's website, by the way, what a convoluted mess that is. I tried to figure out who it was or his name. I got to ask Bart. Barty might know his name. You know who it is? Who's the guy from Nesson who was sort of going back and forth with Bill last week? He was standing right in front of him.
Young kid.
Dakota is his name? That's the Dakota and Braintree? No. Dakota Randall? George. And now it's a George.
George.
What is it? George who?
George
with a B.
George Pagigke.
I don't know. I like him. I like him. Need more George with a B.
Goodbye, George.
I want to give him credit.
Goodbye, George.
I can't.
Goodbye, George.
I've been looking for multiple times now. I've gone to their site.
So off this topic.
I don't know who the people are.
So off this topic, there was a guy that questioned Carson Wentz down at the Washington Commanders practice.
How would you pronounce that? Belecci?
George?
I want to go to his Twitter account and give him
George
a follow.
George Belecci.
Let me see.
And I apologize if we are butchering your name.
No, sorry, George.
No, they call him Belosh.
Belloc.
How do you spell that? Give me a spelling on that.
Yeah, okay, so it's George, B-A-L-E-K-J-I. George Belecci.
There you go. I'm going to give him a follow.
Oh, wow.
Give him a follow.
Moving up in the world, George.
Yeah, George.
Big day for George.
He needs more followers. So he's got fewer followers than Milliken.
He's coming up like Milliken.
Carson Wentz got asked a question past week, and he had his panties all in a bunch. To the point where the GM down there in Washington released a statement sort of threatening the person, like, I'm tired of this cat and mouse type game. I got to call shenanigans on it. And, good luck with your credentials moving forward. Like, you come down here and answer the right type of questions. Way out of place.
What was this about?
I heard it this morning on Toucher and Rich. Carson and Wentz.
Sorry.
With the Commanders practice.
Yeah, did you see the interview?
I did not see the interview.
Let's play it. If you haven't seen it, I want to play it.
I want to hear it first.
I heard it. I watched it.
It's really out of place for
the
GM.
I don't think the questions were out of line.
Okay, good.
And I don't think the guy was trying to be a jerk to him.
Good. Because, like, the guy got threatened his credentials are going to be taken away.
Yeah. They threatened him with good luck with building a rapport with our players or something.
To get in the building
Oh, it's obnoxious. And it's like, wait a minute, let me get this straight. The Washington Commanders, the team that takes no accountability for anything, is now all about, oh, I'm going to hold you accountable.
That's right.
That's sort of comical, coming from a joke of an organization like that one.
Correct.
I fully expect that coming from a group like that. We can get to that. We'll get to your calls as well here on Zolak and Bertrand next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are live at Gillette Stadium for Training Camp 2022, presented by Safety Insurance on Boston's home for New England Patriots football. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's been kind of a narrative out there here in training camp that you've been a little inaccurate on your throws. Consistently inconsistent has been a kind of a terminology. How would you assess your performance in training camp, and is that characterization fair?
I didn't know that, so thank you.
Yep. But I know you told me you don't read that stuff.
At the same time, I'm my biggest critic, so I come back after practice and I'm kicking myself over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plays, you know.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think about all that stuff. People can feel that way. People can say what they want, and I have no issue with that. You know, that is what it is. But for me, I don't think in those terms.
Was it that bad?
No, that didn't sound bad. Now,
was it really that bad? I mean, again, they didn't want you. I mean, yeah, maybe he could have been a little nicer. He could say, you know, multiple teams have moved on from you. They didn't think you were the guy for them. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
you could have phrased the question a little bit to tweak it to get the answer that you wanted.
Those are basic facts, though.
Facts.
Two teams didn't want you. They moved on from you. What do you got to prove?
All facts.
Are you out to prove those teams wrong, that they didn't have it right about you? The Colts moved on from him after a year.
Okay,
like,
so
he can't even state a basic fact in an interview. And by the way,
Milliken, maybe you can look this up.
The player doesn't seem offended. The team does.
Well, wait a minute. Milliken, maybe you can look this up. He was at Philly and the Colts prior to this. I thought he got into it once before with a reporter.
He may have.
I think he has. I think he's sensitive to interviews. Some guys are. But for the team to go out of their way to respond to it, that's the part I had a problem with. Players get into it with certain reporters. Like, This guy's been bugging me, or I don't like the way his question is formed. You know, he's sort of been poking me on this one issue. I've seen it with guys. I've had my own guys question me on stuff, and you'll have certain respect for some guys and some not. So I don't know if there's a history there, or maybe this has been going on for a while. But Carson, real talk here, real talk. Come on, now, like. You start the question with that.
It's like a local.
We're going to dig down and dirty.
Local TV one-on-one.
Yeah.
I if you watch it, Wentz does not act offended or pissed off in the interview. Like he doesn't have any reaction to it.
I don't know what he has to be offended about.
He didn't seem offended. Oh, God damn it!
I know.
Where are they coming from?
I don't know.
Did you get Chick-fil-A sauce on your hands?
No.
It smells sauce.
No.
I got Chick-fil-A
sauce.
There's no food anywhere.
Yeah.
You've got it on your hands right now?
I got it in my hand, but it's on my drink.
He didn't sound that angry. You don't know the relationship between that guy and Carson. Like, maybe maybe it's something where it's like he doesn't mind being asked the question. Like, I think certain people can ask certain questions to guys that other people wouldn't, just because you've established some relationship or some degree of familiarity in your conversation before.
But what was so bad about it?
Like, we're a point with questionable players.
Just the wording. Just the
situation.
Just his tone?
Yeah, not even the tone. No, I think the tone was fine. Just that it's literally the wording. You already said it, Beetle. Instead of saying, didn't want you, could have said, you know, the Eagles moved on from you. They went with someone else. Someone else, you know, went with someone else as opposed to
they didn't want you.
Jim Irsay. They
tossed you aside. Jim Irsay, okay, to call it, would you say it was a pompous, unprofessional mess?
No.
As
no.
the team said?
No.
Okay,
no.
then.
But, like, Jim Irsay, of all people, talked out loudly about Carson Wentz after that last game in Jacksonville. Like, our quarterback screwed up. We need to be better there.
Yeah.
So we're going to make that move. We just felt it was better now than later. So he knew he was sort of cast off in the last two places. There's going to be heightened sensitivity to the player there. Like, okay, things aren't going well here.
Jason Wright is the president of the team. Mm-hmm. And his tweet was, in its entirety, thankfully Carson demonstrated grace and class in the response to this pompous, unprofessional mess. I recognize you have made a living on childlike provocation, but it needs to be called out. Don't expect special access and good luck building rapport with the guys.
I'm like, so there's a history there. This guy.
Who are you talking about? Your owner? You're talking about the reporter. I thought you were talking about your owner.
No.
I thought you were talking about the pompous, unprofessional mess that is your owner of your team.
Said, yeah.
Silly me.
If you made
like, it needs to be like, called out. Yeah, no, that is. That. I think Congress is trying to subpoena the guy.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like, your team blows. Your team is a disgrace. You don't get to call out anybody. Your team sucks. Please. Yeah. It wasn't that bad. Grow a set.
Hey, I've called two games against a guy. He is widely inaccurate. That is a fair question.
And two teams didn't want him. That's truth, but I guess he could have been nicer.
You know what it is?
Multiple Bs.
You want to know the
multiple
Bs?
Multiple Bs.
You have to put that away because you already spit into my computer screen. You just spit it on my leg.
I'm sorry.
Is it this does not work well in your mouth.
Well, Tom made me do reads. I wasn't ready. I was still eating.
Whatever this snack mix is that you're having, this bar mix, you're all done with that.
I brush my teeth.
You're all done with that for the day because it's on my computer and now it's on me.
Sean Ganley.
And the bees like it.
From Channel 5. He works at Channel 5. Said he saw lots of bees and wasps flying around down on the Patriots' sideline near the stands and on the practice field.
It's a swarm.
At one point today, he saw Mac Jones had to swat one away. They're everywhere.
Yep.
So it's not the food. But the food isn't helping.
Definitely not.
I tried to go new eating today. I tried to do the T-bone thing today. But once they brought those sandwiches, it was all done.
Cheryl in Plymouth also emailed earlier and said, you know, her husband found ground bees in their yard. It took them 2 days to kill them.
We have them. We have
2 days.
I got the spray.
Now I'm worried about ground bees. I got something else to worry about in my yard.
I have a good friend who came across last week. A bald-faced hornet's nest.
Oh.
The size of a basketball in a bush in front of his house. Yeah. Took him 2 nights of spraying to get that thing taken care of.
I wouldn't touch that thing.
Well, I told you I found one about 6 weeks ago underneath the deck, and I just put on the Carhartt, the fire pit gloves. I did.
I went
out there with a rake and I gave it one poke to see if there was anybody in there. And I just saw like one fly out and I'm like, let's go for it. And I had the slider open just enough for me to get in, but not all of the wasps.
Only 7 to 9
stuck to your body.
And I knocked that thing down.
Baker's dozen, whatever.
And ran inside the house and the dog and I sat there and looked for a minute and said, I think it was uninhabited. And then I went and chucked it in the woods. But then I guess you got to go back and you got to spray that same spot because they like that spot.
Yeah, they do. That happened to mine.
I haven't done it yet. I got busy. Oh, there we go. There's Mike Dussault and Paul Perillo. Just going for a stroll.
Hey, sunshine.com. See you guys.
What's up, Zoe?
See you, little Zoe.
Little Zoe.
Like that. It's my boy now.
He got mistaken for Zoe.
Yeah.
That he did. Thank you for hanging on. Let's get right back to the calls after the headlines at 90. No, not real quick. We're going to do headlines.
All right.
Then we have to get to these callers. They've been patient.
They're always there.
No, they've been patient, and we need to respond to them.
All right.
We'll do that. Coming up, and Barth is going to join us in a couple of minutes as well.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.